want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. Steve Parker here, Sam Atwell there, talking about the 2008 season. Just, it's right there. You can almost reach out and touch it. And cars were on the track this week once again for the big test session at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. As we talked about in the first segment, Toyota showed very well. Toyota was in the top two in all four testing sessions and atop the speed charts on the first day with Denny Hamlin and Kyle Busch pacing the AM and PM sessions respectively. But you talk about the good teams continue to be good. I don't think there's any doubt that you need to look as the season starts. Hendrick Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, those guys are going to be up there. But looking at some of the other, you know, we want to see some improvement out of Richard Childress Racing because they did not show very well at Daytona testing. And you have to go down 16th, 17th, right together there. Richard Childress teammates Clint Bowyer and Jeff Burton. And hang on, I'm still looking. No, there he is, the defending Daytona 500 champion Kevin Harvick, 30th quickest. Just under 183 miles an hour, his top lap. So you can't put too much into this because these guys are really spread out and they try different things. Again, I was kind of interested in the day one speeds being so close. I mean, it was similar to a qualifying session at Bristol, where about 0.3 seconds will separate the entire field there. And it was about 0.6 seconds that separated all 37 cars that ran on Monday. So very close speeds, and I think that's what we're going to see with the new car. In fact, let's hear from the man who ran the fastest lap in the AM session, the first test session of the week, Monday morning, Denny Hamlin, talking about the new car at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Toyota was really good. It just took a little while to kind of get going there. So far, I've been pretty impressed with both everything from our side and really NASCAR's side of putting these cars on this racetrack, and it seems to be going pretty well. I mean, it seems like every time we go to a big track with these things, I'm definitely more impressed with how they drive. So, really, pretty happy with things right now.
You know, what else is he going to say? You know, this is the car you have. And remember all the complaints last year from everybody, even Kyle Busch, after he won the first COT race at Bristol Motor Speedway. I think the quote was, "The car sucks," is what he said in Victory Lane.
Yeah, but, very articulate there, Kyle.
But more and more drivers, and we'll hear from Casey Kane a little bit later on, and he's feeling a whole lot better about it too. So, but again, this is what you have. This is the hand you're dealt. You have to make the best of it. But as teams get the handle on this, and of course, Hendrick Motorsports came out of the chute way ahead of everybody else last year with the new car. Joe Gibbs Racing probably looked to be the closest to them, as Hamlin was very strong with the car. He and Tony Stewart both weren't winning races, but they were running certainly the best next to the Hendrick Motorsports guys. And then even later in the year, Jack Roush finally decided, maybe we should test this thing. And Carl Edwards wins the race at Bristol. So team's starting to get a handle on the new car, and you're going to see, I think closer racing. And Denny Hamlin goes on to say he thinks the racing is going to be better at Las Vegas with the new car.
These cars being a little bit slower, I think the tire compound might be a little bit softer, and the track's aged, which is really been the biggest benefit so far. So really, I think it's going to be a lot better racing than what you saw here the first time after the track got paved. So really, once again, happy on that side of things that, you know, we can go out there and be more comfortable versus kind of being on edge all the time.
Now, hang on. I'm gonna play that just real quick, just first part of that again.
These cars being a little bit slower.
I don't remember them being slower in the speeds I was looking at.
No,
they shattered the track record in testing.
Yeah, Denny.
These cars are not slower. They're not slower. And that's what we kind of thought they were going to be. You know, the bigger, wider greenhouse, the taller car makes them safer. It's going to bring the speed. It's just not happening. We just didn't see that at all. So that's one thing. Forget that. Forget this car being slower. And that's what a lot of drivers have lobbied for in the last several years, saying that the best way, the easiest way to improve the racing, and of course there have been a lot of complaints about the aero push, and you can't get side by side, and it's hard to pass on a lot of these tracks, so they need to slow the cars down. And I think that was an idea, part of the plan with this new car. It ain't happening.
No, it's not happening. And I'm wondering if NASCAR is going to look at this and think, should we do something about this? Man, I hope not. I mean, you know, I don't. I just leave it alone and let us work it out through the season.
Well, I think teams will work it out through the season. I would still certainly look. And, you know, the thing is, mark it down. We're just a couple of weeks away now from the big thing you'll want to make sure you're here for. Sam and I making our picks for the season.
Oh, that's riveting.
We'll pick our...
Who was your champ last year?
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, look for Hendrick Motorsports and Joe Gibbs Racing to probably be best out of the chute with this new car because, again, they look to have a little bit of a leg up on everybody last season. But Jack Roush Racing did seem to close the gap a little bit later in the season. So testing speeds were very close. The Toyotas are looking strong right now as well. So I think we learned a little bit. California comes up just a few days after the Las Vegas test, and we'll get the speeds there and see how it looks in California because that'll be the first time on a two-mile track for the car of tomorrow. Did not run on the mile and a half and the 2 miles last year, so it's still new to everybody. All right, stick around. Come back. We'll hear from Casey Kane, Sam Hornish Jr., and more as we bring back the second half of the Race Report.